This is The Naked Scientist with me, Hannah Critchlow, and Chris Smith.
This week, a paper out in Science Translational Medicine revealed a new intelligent surgical device which, as well as cutting through tissue, can actually chemically analyse the tissue it's cutting through to help to distinguish between healthy and potentially cancerous cells. To find out how it works, we're joined by one of the team members from Imperial College, and that's Zoltan Tkach. Hello, Zoltan.
Hello.
How does this, what you're calling the eye knife, the intelligent knife, how does it work?
It is actually a hybrid instrument. This is a combination of a surgical dissection device, which is actually quite an old surgical device called electrosurgery. It's been used since 1925, I believe. So it's a combination of electrosurgery with an analytical device called mass spectrometry. So we are taking the surgical dissection tool and using the byproduct of the surgical dissection tool to identify what kind of tissue the surgical dissection tool is cutting through.
When one does electrosurgery, effectively you're using an electric current. It generates a little spark at the tissue interface, doesn't it? And that vaporizes the tissue. And having done this, I can testify to the smell that comes off. There is a lot of smoke.
Yes.
You're presumably drawing off some of that smoke and then feeding it into your mass spectrometer to sniff the smoke and see what's in it.
Exactly. The electrosurgical device produces this smoke, this aerosol. And we realize that this smoke doesn't only contain the tissue debris and the things like that, but it also contains ionized molecules, so molecules with electric charge. And without doing too much to this aerosol, we can introduce it into a mass spectrometer and analyze the charged molecules and get a chemical fingerprint of the tissue which is being dissected.
In other words, when you blast apart the cells with the electrical cutting tool, effectively you're also releasing as a vapor all of the chemicals in those cells. And
exactly.
I suppose the premise here is, if a cancer cell has a different biochemical milieu going on inside it compared with a non-cancer cell, can you tell them apart?
So the cancer cells have a markedly different chemical signature, and that's what we use to identify them.
What sort of resolution, and how would this be useful for a surgeon?
Resolution-wise, it always depends on the hand of the surgeons. If you look at the instrumental resolution, we can actually look at micrograms of tissue using this method. Of course, surgeons cannot really work with micrometer precision. I would say using a handheld device, the spatial resolution is somewhere around a millimeter, but it really depends on who is holding this device.
So would one apply this in the sense that a surgeon has operated on a cancer? The surgeon thinks that he or she has got all of the tumour out, but by running the device around the margin of the tumour and sniffing that smoke that's coming off, this will tell if there's still residual cancer tissue there or if they're into healthy tissue.
One thing is when a surgeon is cutting around the tumour and he or she assumes that all the dissection line is laid in healthy tissue, the device would cut through tumor or cancer environment, so something which is not cancer but really close to the tumor, then the device can give warning signal. The identification result on the screen, we have actually a very simple color coding. It can turn red and tell the surgeon that maybe you want to remove a little bit more tissue here because you are getting too close to the tumor. So this is one type of application. Another type of application would be the identification of unknowns. Fairly often happens that there are suspicious, unidentified tissue features around the tumor. And it's really hard to tell just by the naked eye whether these are proximal metastases of the tumor or these are just something else. And in these cases, it is a very important thing to decide. Because if it is a metastatic disease, then there is not too much hope for a curative intervention. If it's not metastasized yet, then there is a good chance to cure the disease. And at that point, when the patient is opened up, then the surgeon can see what's around and has to make a decision which way to go. Or in our case, one can just zap a little bit of the suspicious tissue, some hardly visible amount and get an answer immediately.
Now, when one does a resection, the pieces of whatever has been taken away go off to the histopathology laboratory, and a pathologist looks down a microscope to see if they can see where the unhealthy tissue stops and the healthy tissue starts to gauge this so-called resection margin. Could the histopathologist, instead of relying on his or her eye and a microscope, could they use your tool to ask, does this thing have clear margins? Where does the tissue become unhealthy again?
Actually, you pointed out a very important feature here. This intelligent surgical device is a part of a much bigger story. And this much bigger story is about paradigm change in histologies. What we are proposing here, and not only we, but also a number of other groups all around the planet, is to change the basic definitions of tissues from a morphological basis to a chemical basis. In that sense, histopathologists can use not necessarily the surgical device, but can use similar tools with higher spatial resolution, which we generally call imaging mass spectrometry, for the identification of tissues, histological sections. So that's, again, an area which we've been heavily working on, but that's a little bit different from the current study.
It's all exciting stuff. Zoltán Tekács from Imperial College in London, thank you very much.